program. Now joining me on the phones is Republican candidate for Texas Comptroller, Glenn Hager. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's good to be with you this morning.
Well, glad to have you back on the program. And, of course, you will be having a joint event with Mr. Christian over at Texas Tech University at 6 p.m. this evening. You got the endorsement of the Young Conservatives of Texas. They're the ones hosting it, the Young Conservatives of Texas and of Texas Tech. What does that endorsement mean to you, and what will you be talking about at tonight's event?
Well, the endorsement means a significant amount. I tell you, I'm really excited about having the Young Conservatives. You know, they're a tremendous amount of young individuals, got tremendous beliefs and values. They understand the direction of our country and what we need to continue to be successful here in Texas. This afternoon, I'm just going to talk about the excitement in the campaign, number one, the direction that I think that Texas needs to go in. You know, we live in the best state in the nation. We live in the best nation in the world. We're growing and having people moving here, but the question is what do those people come here for? Economic opportunities, but do they want to change the value system that we have here in Texas? And, you know, we are very blessed, but the question is where are we going? And I want to talk about my ideas and beliefs that as the comptroller is an extremely important job here in the state of Texas, and we need to make sure that Texas continues to be that shining star here in our nation.
When you go around and you speak to different groups, do you still find that there are people out there who they're not exactly sure what Texas Comptroller does and why it's important?
Oh, that's the vast majority of people. I was talking with a buddy of mine just the other day and said, Glenn, if you actually did a poll, random walk into a coffee shop or walk into any business, and if you ask people how many people know what the comptroller's job would be, I would think it'd be very few whatsoever. You know, but we want to keep it that way. In other words, we want to make sure that if you're doing your job the right way, then people don't even know you exist. You know, the fact is you give the revenue estimates for the legislature. You are the chief financial officer for the people, the taxpayers of the state. I mean, really, it's the taxpayers. It's not the state's money. It's the taxpayers' money. And you're the person, unfortunately, that collects the revenues or the taxes, which that's kind of hard to go out and say, hi, I'm Glenn Hager, and I want to be your revenue collector. You know, but the fact is the person in that job has to be someone who's going to treat every business fairly and make sure that everybody can succeed on their merit. It's not government's job to pick winners and losers.
You were endorsed by Susan Combs, who you hope to replace. Of course, with any endorsement, there are going to come mixed reviews on that.
That's right.
And there are some people who are obviously anti-Susan Combs, or at least had some issues with Susan Combs. You talked about the future. Does that mean status quo as far as the Texas Comptroller's Office?
No, I think, number one, what it means is that I carried some legislation several years ago. But so, in other words, imagine in the 21st century, you can go on your any computer, iPad, whatever be it, and you can see how your tax dollars are being spent. You deserve that information. I think everybody deserves that. And so the comptroller's office is front and center for that information. The comptroller's office is front and center to know how much debt we have, not only at the state level, but the local level. Here just last week, we had several hundred billions of dollars worth of bonds that were proposed across the state, and it's hard for the taxpayers to actually go and know where those dollars are.
Right.
And what I want to do is make sure that the comptroller's office, first and foremost, continues to have that information for the taxpayers.
I was about to ask you about that, because this is something that's become a larger issue, I think, within the last year or two, is local debt. And you see a lot more organizations talking about this. If elected Texas comptroller, how would your office work with local governments, but also people locally, so they know how much debt a local entity, a local city has?
Well, first, I think you need to make sure the information is available so taxpayers can readily get it, because right now nobody knows it. I mean, I had a bond election not too long ago. The folks were going out talking about, hey, we need to have this bond, but it's not going to increase your taxes. Are you kidding me? Debt means you have to pay it back. If you borrow a dollar, you're going to pay more than a dollar back. Now, that doesn't mean that I can pay cash to build a new house. There are times where debt is necessary, but you also make sure that people know what their expenses are, and not just trying to push it off to the next generation. So I think the comptroller's office first make sure that the information is available. Number two, you go out and make sure that people understand. It's amazing to me how many kids graduate from high school or college, and they don't even know what an amortization schedule is. They don't know that if you borrow money, you owe more than you borrowed. Right. And it doesn't seem right. We've got to make sure that people know, because there's consequences to borrowing that dollar.
Do you envision the Texas Comptroller's Office getting more involved in local bond elections?
I think that you get more involved by making sure that people have the right information. That's the first thing. But then I also think that you take that position and you make sure that you are educating the public, whether it's about debt, whether it's about good economic practices, that is, because you are that chief financial officer. You need to make sure that people have right information and can make educated choices. You're not making them for them, but the fact is they can make, they have information to make educated choices.
Visiting with Glenn Hager, a Republican running for Texas Comptroller. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about controlling state lawmakers when it comes to spending. That this is something that has obviously come under a little bit of fire from this past legislative session, that lawmakers spent way too much money. How do you get a handle on that?
I think first and foremost, you not only are given the revenue estimate for the legislature, but you also got to tell them, just because you have the money that's available doesn't mean you got to spend it all. There's a thing about saving it up for a rainy day. And also the fact is, you have, as the comptroller and that chief financial officer, you can direct the conversation significantly, that we don't just spend money on programs just to have them because somebody created it 20 years ago. We don't need these programs anymore. And as a legislator, I've been able to eliminate the waste over the years. And I think, Comptroller, you continue to push that envelope very hard.
It's the Protect Texas Miracle event. It's tonight over at 6 p.m. over at Texas Tech at the Frazier Alumni Pavilion. We've been speaking with Glenn Hager, Texas Republican running for Texas Comptroller. This event's open to anybody, correct?
Sir, yes, sir, it is. Anybody can come. Love to see anybody here. I'd love to shake your hand and be able to look in the eye and talk about the comptroller's race and talk about the exciting things we have here going on in Texas.
That's great.
I'd love for anybody to show up.
Glenn Hager, glennhager.com is his website for more information. Always appreciate your time. We'll speak to you again throughout the election.
Sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate it for letting me be on today.
Have a great one.
All right.
That's Glenn Hager, and you can view his website, glennhager.com.